This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
Dear brothers and sisters, I have for you three messages for what remains of our month of Ramadan. Number one, keep switching till you find your heart in these last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. You can't afford to sit still. Vary your acts of worship. Set your phone on flight mode, then move to the recitation of the Quran, to prayer, to dua, to remembrance, to moments of deep contemplation, and so on. Alternate, keep moving, keep switching. This type of alternation is a key way of dispelling boredom and kicking out laziness from your heart. And you will find your heart through this alternation and switching from act to act. Number two, search desperately for Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree. The moment you feel a dip in enthusiasm, remember that a single hour of these last 10 nights of Ramadan is equivalent to 3,000 days worth of actions. In other words, more than 8 years. And that a single minute during this night is equivalent to 50 days worth of actions. By the way, it's important to note that these calculations that you hear are only for the sake of taqrib, meaning to bring the meaning closer to us. The reality of Laylatul Qadr cannot really be calculated. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that it is greater than 1,000 months, not equivalent to 1,000 months. How much greater? 2,000? 3,000 months? Allah Almighty knows. In fact, some scholars of tafsir have mentioned that the expression of 1,000 months is not even to be understood literally, because the Arabs, they use it in reference to a lifetime as opposed to an actual number. So with that understanding, the ayah can be translated as, with respect to meaning, Laylatul Qadri is better than a lifetime. Subhanallah al-Azim. So, contrary to common assumption, losing out on these 10 nights cannot be compensated for next Ramadan. And on that note, we are receiving so many reminders of the hadith that you have come across by now. من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever stands the night of decree out of belief and anticipation in reward, stands meaning praise it, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. Here I ask the question, what does it mean to stand the night of decree in prayer? Does that mean I'm to spend the entire night in salah? What if I have work the next day and I really can't stay up? Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, he said that some have narrated that the companion Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, spending the night in prayer is when a person prays the Isha prayer, the night prayer, Isha, in congregation, and makes the intention to pray Fajr, the dawn prayer, in congregation as well. Malik, Imam Malik, he also said in his Muwatta that it was conveyed to me that Ibn al-Musayyib said, whoever witnesses the night of decree, meaning by carrying out the obligatory prayer in congregation, then such a person has taken his portion from it. And this was also what Imam al-Shafi'i had said in his old opinion. Whoever prays the Isha and Fajr prayers during Laylatul Qadr, then such a person has taken his portion from it. Now, don't get me wrong. Should you be able to pray more, and that is the objective and that is the goal, undoubtedly, should you be able to pray more than that, then you are to be congratulated. Because this is the spirit of the last 10 nights of Ramadan and the spirit of a person who wants to accumulate as many good deeds as he or she can. But should something come up, keep this in mind. Nothing equates to the 5 obligatory prayers. Perfect them. This is the second bit of advice, dear brothers and sisters. Search for Laylatul Qadr this way. Number 3, say Astaghfirullah. Say Astaghfirullah. I repent to Allah. I apologize to Allah. And it seems to be a common theme where Islam urges us to repent upon the completion of a good deed. Think about it, right? When you finish your salah, your prayer, Salaamu Alaikum, Salaamu Alaikum. What is the first thing you say? You say Astaghfirullah 3 times. As if you've just come out of a sin. When you complete your wudu, your ablution, washing for the salah, for the prayer, what's the first thing you say? Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawabin. Oh Allah, make me from those who are penitent to you, who ask you for forgiveness. Towards the end of your hajj, we were commanded to say what? To say astaghfirullah. As they pray at night, the believers were described in the Quran as being what? Wal mustaghfirina bil ashar. Those who ask Allah for forgiveness. So there is a theme of concluding good deeds with repentance. Why? Because these good deeds undoubtedly are tarnished with all sorts. There's no room for showing off here. Tarnished with showing off, tarnished with laziness, tarnished with the lack of attentiveness, tarnished with all sorts. And these deficiencies can be fixed with repentance. Just as Abu Hurairah, he said, Al-ghibatu takhriqu siyam, wal-istighfaru yuraqi'uhu. Backstabbing rips into your fasting. Backstabbing rips into your fasting, but repentance patches it up. And whoever is able to meet Allah with patched up fasting, then let him do so. Say astaghfirullah, dear brother, dear sister, as you are listening to these words. But as you are doing it, position your heart correctly. Make it repentance that repairs your gazes. A repentance that influences your private conversations. And astaghfirullah that purifies your finances once and for all and improves your public appearances once and for all. Make it a statement of astaghfirullah that remains with you around the clock and before your very eyes and with you when your eyes finally close and with you insha'Allah as our eyes reopen for the day of reckoning. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.